This is the Football Japan Minute Cast. It's Monday the 1st of August. I'm Ben Mabley in Osaka, where we witness plenty of drama on a rainy Sunday evening. Takashi Inui scored a fine solo goal to open the scoring, but was ultimately unable to prevent Cerezo Osaka going down 3-1 at home to Kashima Antlers on his final appearance before signing for 2nd Division German side VfL Bochum. Well, hello again, and Kashima had been hammered 4-1 in their game in hand at home to Cerezo City rivals Gamba on Wednesday, and looked on course to be thrown into even deeper relegation danger, when Inui burst through the defence to fire home from outside the area on 22 minutes. But the hosts surrendered their advantage in bizarre fashion soon afterwards. Goalkeeper Kim Jin-hyun calmly dropped the ball at his feet to prepare a clearance, entirely unaware that Antlers forward Yuzo Tashiro was waiting just behind him to steal in for a humiliating equaliser. Tashiro struck again in first half stoppage time, when Kim Jin-hyun hesitated to come for a high ball, leaving the 29-year-old with a simple headed finish. Cerezo earned a golden chance to equalise in the second period, when midfielder Kim Bo-kyung, who's been linked with Stoke City, was pulled down in the penalty area by Toru Araiba. Despite the angry claims of Inui, the Korean stepped up himself, but could only hit a tame shot into the grateful arms of Hitoshi Sogahata. A nightmare evening for the Kims was completed in the final seconds, as Mitsuo Ogasawara spotted Jin-hyun well off his line and calmly scored Kashima's third from just inside the centre circle. The result takes Oswaldo de Oliveira's side up to 12th on goal difference, with Cerezo a point worse off but now just one place above the drop zone, after Vissel Kobe overcame Vanfore Corfu 4-2 in another relegation clash 24 hours earlier. Kobe stormed into a 3-0 lead in 49 minutes, thanks to Yosuke Ishibitsu's first goal in 2 years and Takayuki Yoshida's first and second of the season. But they were made to sweat when Corfu quickly hit back through Paulinho and Kim Jin-kyu. Hideo Tanaka finally sealed the win from close range late on, leaving his side one goal behind Kashima, while Corfu are now 4 points adrift of safety. Yokohama F. Marinos extended their advantage at the top to 2 points with a 2-1 home win over Almir Ardija, as Kashiwa Reysol drew a blank away to Vigalta Sendai. Kota Ueda crossed for Rafael to give Ardija a first half lead at a rainy Nissan Stadium, but 2 headed goals from Masashi Ogura within 20 minutes of the restart secured a vital 12th league victory of the season for Kazushi Kimura's men. Nagoya Grampus remained third, 4 points off the top with the game in hand, after a comfortable 3-0 victory at bottom side Avispa Fukuoka, extended their winning streak to 5 and their unbeaten run to 13 league matches. Following last weekend's 2-2 draw at Banpaku, Gamba Osaka finally held on to a 1-goal lead over Jubilo Iwata at the 4th attempt, in a 2-1 away victory on Saturday. Having registered 1 goal and 2 assists in an explosive midweek debut as substitute in Kashima, new signing Rafinha again came off the bench to head home the winner from Hayato Sasaki's cross. The top four now have a 6-point cushion over the rest, after Kawasaki Frontale fell to their second defeat against Urawa Reds within the space of 17 days. An own goal by the unfortunate Takanobu Komiyama was enough to relieve some of the pressure on Urawa boss Zeljko Petrovic, whose side moved to 10th, heading a congested bottom half of the table. Albirex Niigata eased their relegation fears with a 1-0 win at second from bottom Montedeo Yamagata, while Sanfrecce Hiroshima crushed 10-man Shimizu S-Pulse 4-0. Well, as ever, just a few more talking points to finish up with, and Japan have been given a tough draw in the third round of Asian qualifying for the 2014 World Cup in Brazil. Alberto Zaccheroni's side will face North Korea, Uzbekistan and Syria in Group C, with the top two nations progressing to the final round-robin stage. Ahead of their league encounter last night, Vegalta Sendai edged Kashiwa Reysol 2-1 on Wednesday to secure progression to the second round of the Yamazaki Nabisco Cup. Urawa Reds, Kawasaki Frontale, Shimizu S-Pulse, Yokohama F. Marinos and Jubilo Iwata all also successfully negotiated their respective ties. Finally, Tokushima Vortis are the new leaders of J2 after FC Tokyo missed a penalty and slipped to a 1-0 defeat at Giravan's Kita Kyushu. That's it from me. Thanks as always for listening and join me again for another minute cast at the same time next week. Bye for now.